Joining us now for our look at the energy markets is Steve Platt of Archer Financial Services in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon.
It's the first energy broadcast for us of the year, and I guess it's perfect timing because the EIA has got some numbers for 13, don't they?
Yeah, they actually came out with their short-term energy outlook, but in that outlook, they did provide a kind of glimpse at what they're expecting for 2013. They're basically looking at crude prices averaging around 89.5 from around 94 that we averaged in 2012. They're expecting Brent, which many people have been watching pretty closely because of its wide premium, to actually see that premium narrow as we start to see some of these supplies moving from the mid-continent going toward the Gulf, helping to narrow the need for import levels. So overall, it's looking like a year that will start to see some relief on the supply front, which should translate into lower prices.
Well, that would be a very welcome thing for many people, lower prices. And from the big picture, long-term trend to tomorrow's short-term weekly trend, we do have a report out due tomorrow. I think the trade was pretty shocked a week ago when we got the numbers and we saw a huge drop in the inventories. And I guess we're going to build on that a bit again.
Well, actually, they are looking at that starting to reverse, and seasonally that does tend to reverse as we move into through January into February and March. Typically, at the end of the year, you start to see those crude inventories fall, and we did see that in a pretty dramatic fashion as they move their inventories around for tax purposes. This week, we're looking at an increase in crude stocks of about 2 million. Gas and distillate inventories are also expected to build by 2 million as well.
And very quickly, a word about the crack, please.
Well, I think what we've seen is some turnaround. Today, though, there was a refinery fire out of Port Arthur, which helped support the product markets with crude pretty much unchanged. I think we are seeing some turn in that crack, which is the margin to the crude oil, and that should continue to be a hallmark of this market as well in terms of seeing a weakening in gasoline prices.
Thank you, Steve.
Sure.
Steve Platt of Archer Financial Services, and he is in Chicago, Illinois.